on Tuesdays, we highlight people who do douchey things.
It's Tuesday Douche Day.
So there's a photo that's going around the internet of a Home Depot fridge that had somehow tapped into the internet. So this is a smart fridge, got the internet screens on one of the doors, and somebody was looking at porn. I guess somebody hacked in and looked at it from, I'm guessing, their computer from home. But yeah, it's going around, and apparently a lot of people saw it when they were walking by and shopping for fridges.
And I guess you could just bring up porn on that fridge if you're like.
I guess you can. I mean, it's an internet surfing fridge.
So a couple things, douchey. Like, we don't need the last. I actually enjoy Home Depot as a place that is porn free.
Uh huh.
Plus, there's enough wood there. I don't need to bring my own.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Two, the people who made this fridge. I guess I can appreciate a smart fridge for whatever it does. I don't know what it does.
It syncs the whole family's calendars, Fook, and allows you to access it when you're at the grocery store because you're like, what did I need? And then you can just look at a picture of your fridge.
Oh, like it'll tell you that, yeah, you've already got steaks defrosting in there. You don't need to buy some.
Man, right. That's kind of like that. Cool. If you could just see inside of your fridge.
Plus, you can watch porn on it.
But why the internet?
Who wouldn't want to just look at what's inside their fridge at any day or time?
I know, it's crazy.
Check this out. Cheese.
But I mean...
Look, that thing's molding. I don't know what it is, but it's been in there for 3 weeks.
But no, I do not think that you need an internet screen on your fridge.
Right. Like, what is that even
Like, we
for?
Are moving in technology to more mobile internet, right?
Uh-huh.
The fridge, last time I checked, was tough to drag around or put on your wrist.
Right. And do you just want to stand outside of your fridge staring at it?
How angry
it just
seems
kind of dumb.
How angry do you get at people who just sort of are in your fridge and just sitting there not knowing what they wanted, much less outside of the fridge standing there when you need to get in there?
Right.
And I don't need any more motivation in my home to rub one out in the fridge.
Are there motivations already for you?
Well,
yes,
he just really
temptations
loves food.
All over the
yeah.
place. No,
really?
No.
Like,
actually, food is one of the things I believe that food and sex need to be separate.
Uh-huh.
Those people that like to put whipped cream on places and kind of jazz up that area, with a little appetizer tray. No, that's not
necessary.
Cool. I also am not in favor of sushi on the naked woman.
Yeah, that's gross to me.
Too many raw things.
Just germs stuff in places that don't need to be.
He's a germaphobe. Yeah, doesn't want that.
Yeah, and I'm also, I don't like, there's enough sticky things on my kitchen floor already.
Mm-hmm.
No need to tempt me to
create more
sticky
things.
I get
what you're saying.
All right, I'm just saying.
Picking up what you're putting down.
We don't need the internet on our fridge.
I agree with you in full. Don't think it needs
I
to be there.
I kind of disagree, but I think this smart fridge is pretty cool. Like the calendar, and you can leave someone a note on the touchscreen.
But you have calendar on your phone, and you can just like send each other and sync it up on your phone and be like, hey, here's what we got going on, right?
The magnet
Do you need to
is
go to the
still
fridge?
Relevant today.
Exactly.
Okay. And in a real douche story, JetBlue Airlines, they were shipping a couple kids to the United States to meet their mothers who hadn't seen them in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
One kid was going to New York. One kid was going to Boston. Well, they switched the kids up. They sent the kid who was going to Boston, New York, and vice versa. So they presented grandly the child to his mom in New York, who wasn't his mom because it was the different kid's mom,
right,
and said, you have been reunited with their mother. And both kid and mom looked at each other blankly saying, that's not my mom, that's not my kid. Same thing happened in Boston, and JetBlue had to apologize. And they're still trying to figure out how that happened and how the two kids' passports were switched.
So they had each other's passports.
Yeah, that's weird. But they apologized for it, right? And didn't they give her like a bunch of vouchers? The moms, didn't they give them a bunch of vouchers and try and kind of make up for it?
Yeah, they did all that, but...
You're not supposed to screw up mixing up the kid in the first place.
It's
I get
a little bit along the lines of you had one job.
Uh-huh.
Technically, they had two. One was to fly the plane, but two was to put proper people on plane.
That's right.
And that's the one they screwed.